cleaning up coal ash. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. A few months ago, a sludge of coal ash broke out of a storage pond at a power plant in Tennessee. It destroyed homes, it devastated a section of river, and it set off a firestorm about the problem of coal ash disposal. Now, two U.S. senators and a bunch of environmental groups have called on the U.S. EPA to regulate coal ash. Reporter Tamara Keith has been following this story. Tamara, what's going on?
Well, coal ash is a byproduct of coal-burning power plants, and it's stored in more than 500 places around the country. Activists and politicians are calling on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to regulate it as a hazardous waste.
We know this stuff can have heavy metals in it, like lead, arsenic, mercury. So why not regulate it as hazardous?
Well, the coal ash industry says that it's not all bad. There's this group called the American Coal Ash Association. Dave Goss is with the group. He says that there may be issues with storage of coal ash, but they also use it in things like concrete and wallboard.
If you stigmatize it by giving it some sort of a classification such as hazardous, that's going to have a dramatic impact on the potential to reuse the materials.
The EPA has been studying this for years and years, but they haven't responded to this latest call for regulation yet.
We have no idea how long this might take.
Not a clue.
All right. Well, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
This is the Environment Report. Multinational corporations are often criticized for having a one-track mind. Money, money, money. But some companies are trying to be better corporate citizens. Some people still think it's all just for show. Nancy Greenlace reports on one of these companies, Starbucks, and how it's trying to improve the lives of farmers around the world.
At a Starbucks in Germany, customers are clamoring for their daily fix of caffeine.
My name is Ellen Zakoda. I'm from Bonn, and I'm drinking a black coffee.
What she doesn't realize is that it's coffee with a conscience. Starbucks buys the bulk of its coffee from farmers in its program called Coffee and Farmer Equity. The farmers agree to grow quality coffee while respecting the environment and their workers. Ellen can drink to that.
I think the idea is positive, and I think I would drink more coffee here than somewhere else.
That's exactly what Starbucks ordered when it started working with nonprofits to help the farmers. Sometimes it even discourages growing beans. Starbucks Director of Global Responsibility, Dennis McCray, says diversifying helps some farms, as he saw during a visit to a Kenyan supplier.
In this case, the farmer was really proud of all the fruit and other vegetables that he had on his farm. So he walked around and showed us how interspersed in between the coffee and providing shade for the coffee, which is very important, were a number of other crops and fruits and things that he could either sell or his family was feeding himself.
Starbucks is among a growing list of multinational companies that are pouring money into the developing world. Veteran international aid worker Carl Hammerdorfer says working with big corporations made him pause at first.
I would have said 5 years ago, these Fortune 500 companies are only talking about environmental and social concerns for marketing purposes.
But he says companies have realized that global climate change could destroy their products' raw materials. Hammerdorfer says they're intensifying their commitment and has newfound faith.
The evolution of their consciousness about social and environmental bottom lines is all good.
There's some hand-wringing that the money will dry up due to the financial crisis, but Starbucks is expanding its program, saying that helping farmers will ultimately help the coffee company stay in the black.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can hear this report and get more information at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.